When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Dice to Roll, the queerest Pathfinder podcast on the planet, where you ask the hard questions like, if mega dungeons exist, do micro dungeons exist?
Yes. It's called your house at night.
No. That's too big. I like your energy, but a house is too big.
A McDonald's playpen?
Too big.
Okay.
Like a hamster's... Like a hamster cage?
See, you're more on the right path, I feel, Dave.
What about like an ant maze?
I think that counts, right?
Like an ant farm?
It's just a dungeon for ants.
It's a dungeon for ants and all of their prey.
I guess it's more like it's a dungeon more for the prey, honestly.
I mean, a dungeon doesn't mean there has to be dangerous things in it.
What about a diorama?
Well, a diorama is a little bit the size of a hamster cage if you're a bad owner.
Can we get smaller?
Smaller.
Okay, I draw a maze on a piece of paper and it's really small.
It could be... Oh my god, it's a dungeon in another plane. The 2D plane.
Exactly, it's so small. It's paper thin.
Have you ever seen like a real close up of like a microchip where it's like showing the individual like things and it's like towers of very small stuff? You know what I mean?
I think that stuff goes pretty hard.
Is that a dungeon? A dungeon has to be enclosed though, doesn't it? It has to have like a roof because otherwise it's just a maze.
That's true.
And your one I will count as a dungeon, Ritz.
What about a computer motherboard? A lot of circus and shit.
Oh! Okay.
Or even the entirety of a PC, like the inside of a PC.
It's too
like
big
those
again.
Fancy
We're getting
ones.
Too big. What about
those little handheld little mazes? Because technically they do have tops to them. They're just clear.
An etch-a-sketch that you've drawn in.
The concept of a tot. We're getting really fucking abstract. Fellas, would we like to play some Pathfinder?
Fucking sure, whatever.
Yeah.
Okay.
Some Honey, I Shrunk the Kids shit.
The human body.
We can go smaller and go the intestinal track.
No!
Oh, dude, I love the Fantastic Journey.
We.
No.
Did you say we?
When we last left our adventurers in Abomination Vaults. Our heroes met each other for the first time after being given a quest by Rin Sivinksi, the owner of the curio shop Rin's Wonders in the town of Otari. Fiore Sunchaser, a Cambian champion of Serenray. Silk Witchhelm, an elven wizard. And Ulrich Revra, an Empyrean bard, all gathered to be given a quest to investigate a shining light out northwest of the town, as they approached, making their way through the woodlands and the swamps. They came across the ruin of an ancient lighthouse on an island in the middle of the swamp, far from the sea. After dispatching some gremlins and spending far more time dealing with a drawbridge than they did with the actual monsters, they have now entered the ruins, seeking what there is to be sought inside.
Fiore, Silk, and Ulrich. The three of you stand in the open doorway into the ruins. Behind you, light flows into the dungeon for the first time in many years. You are all silhouetted, backlit by this light, as you face into the darkness of a massive room full of rubble. Piles of rotting timber and loose stones lie in heaps throughout this large L-shaped hall. Clumps of moss and tangled vines spill down from gaps in the wooden ceiling above each pile of rubble. Several doors lead out to all sides, most barely clinging to their hinges and frames. Debris completely blocks a wooden stairwell that leads up to a large hole in the ceiling. Here and there, the stone walls bear the scars of fire or damage from an ancient battle. This is a strange place indeed. You do hear, deeper in the dungeon, giggles and squirming noises, telling you that this place probably has further surprises for you all. It seems that this ruin has much to be discovered within. But still, fresh in the back of your mind is your question. What in Golarion is a lighthouse doing in the middle of a swamp? And I'm going to drop you guys back in. Fiore, you have just spent the last 10 minutes being polished clean by Silk's prestidigitation. You've probably been able to just relax a little bit.
Fiore is just standing there like, okay.
You do look great.
Afterwards, Fiore's like, this is cleaner than it was before.
Really, you must take better care of your stuff.
It's hand-me-downs.
That doesn't mean you can't respect it.
I mean, I use it every day.
Well, use a wash rag also.
I do. I just don't usually polish it.
Well, you look dashing now.
Thank you. This is...
a dump?
No. Well, a little bit. That's not really the point, though. It looks like... well, it's definitely ruins.
Certainly.
We should explore, I think. He says, like, hopping on one foot to the other a bunch.
I suppose it'd be a wise way to gain more information.
Just, watch your step. Don't know what else is in here with us.
That's true. He looks around. I immediately see a few doors and hallways. Do you guys have any preference where we go first?
I have a feeling it doesn't exactly matter where we go first.
I think it's just big.
So let's just go wherever we please.
Sure.
I think Silk is going to stand in front of a door, but not open it. As if he's, like, kind of expecting one of them to do it for him.
Do you want to go through this door here? And he points towards the one to the east.
Lead the way, Mr. Hero.
All right, all right. I think he presses his ear to the door first.
Oh, I'm already rolling your secret checks.
That wasn't secret.
Holy oh. Shit.
Well,
that was a secret.
Well, Ulrich, you immediately, as all of you start approaching the door, Ulrich, you immediately tense up.
Okay.
Because you hear from that door that you are approaching immediately high-pitched squeals and shrieks from within.
I think Ulrich, I think he makes a face and puts up a hand telling the both of them to, like, stay quiet. Something on the other side of that door doesn't sound pleasant.
Do you guys listen?
Yeah.
Yeah.
As you all pause and listen, you do hear the noises, and it's like...
Is that more of those Mifflits?
Definitely.
Well, should we dispose of them again?
They were easy enough before.
Do we want to deal with them? They're probably going to be just as unfriendly as the others. Though if they are, I'll have to not fight.
I'd hate to miss anything in this room since they're in it, so might as well.
Okay. I'll keep a hand on my scimitar.
Could give us information about the entire place as well.
Exactly.
That's true. I'm gonna open the door, okay?
Silk steps out of the way.
Alric knocks arrow on the string and nods.
Oh, whoa.
Well, as soon as you open that door, you see that the room in front of you has collapsed into what appears to be a massive sinkhole. The floor has crumbled into a 10-foot deep, like, pit, so filled with rubble, mud, and glistening patches of fungus. Evidence of ancient battle damage, burn scars and acid scorch marks decorate the walls and much of the rubble. And as you look in, you see the source of those giggles and, like, cackles. And you see 1, 2, 3 more Mifflits. These fellows seem to be wrestling with each other. And you see one of them pin down another and in his face and pull something out of his hand. And it is a particularly bright blue grub, which kind of wriggles in the air. And as he holds it in the air triumphantly, another one tackles him and pushes him over. And he's trying to, like, pull the grub out of their hand. And it seems that they are fighting over who gets to eat it. And they do not immediately notice you. What do you do?
Should we leave them alone?
If this whole room is destroyed, I can't see much use in it.
There are a few other doors, though.
Yes.
Maybe we could ask for passage or something, but they seem fairly harmless.
I'd like to see how this plays out between them.
One of them is gnawing on the other, by the way.
Yeah, I think they're just going to keep doing that for a while.
Well, let's see if they do. They're going to roll perception. That's a 9. That is a 9 for them to notice that there's tree people standing in the doorway mumbling as you stare at them. They don't. What happens instead is one of them, like, shrieks and pulls the grub up to his tummy, and then another one, like, headbutts him, and there's a lot of as you're just playing around in this sinkhole and causing a mess. As Fiore noted, there are a set of doors beyond them.
Do you think they'd notice if we just walked by?
We could certainly try.
It seems like they don't notice a lot of anything.
I'm a little nervous about my ability to be stealthy, though.
As Fiore shifts slightly, you hear his plate armor going clunk, 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 clunk.
I have a lot of metal on me.
I don't think you need to worry with these. Either way, it'll be fine.
Just in case, though. And Ulrich puts a hand on Fiore's shoulder and casts guidance.
And Ulrich, what is the guidance you give him? A single sentence or command telling him, do it this way.
Don't get fucking caught.
Just walk like you're a shadow.
Ooh. As you put a hand on his shoulder, Ulrich, how does this look when you cast guidance?
There is a small light that goes, like, from his hand onto Fiore's breastplate, and the reflection of that small light is a bit of a lens flare.
Ooh.
Effect. Yeah. And I think until the until he uses up the guidance, there's like a very slight glow around his armor. It's not enough to like for it to be noticeable by anything, but it's just like an indication that it's there.
That's very nice. Okay. Ulrich, you do this, and Fiore, feel briefly more confident that you can do this, which means you'll have a plus one to your next skill check.
Fiore looks down at himself. He's like, adventuring with people's kind of cool.
Well, you don't get too much of an opportunity when you live here, so.
No, mostly it's rats in basements and kobolds.
Or the occasional delivery.
That's most of it.
Yeah, now I felt that.
So, do you guys want to try sneak past amid flits who are playing wrestle for the grub?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah. I need all of you to make me a stealth check.
Oh boy.
So, Fiore, you sneak in. And Silk, you walk afterwards. And as you quietly edge around the broken cobblestones that surround the edge of this room, sneaking towards a pair of double doors that make up the kind of east end of this room. Fiore, you move like a shadow. You really do. That magic from Ulrich seems to have kind of given you the push you needed. And Silk, you are very graceful. As are you, Ulrich. But unfortunately, as you're walking, Ulrich, suddenly something blue and sticky lands right in front of you. And whether you either step on it or let out a squeak or something, what happens? Because just by bad luck, the maggot that they were fighting over is thrown at you.
Ulrich doesn't really make a sound because they're very good at like hunting, so they know how to be quiet in situations. I think it's that because the grub is right there and there is no cover that Ulrich can perceive in a split second, considering this is not the forest, he's like, shit. Damn.
Does he freeze up and like kind of just, you kind of slowly turn, and there are these three midflits who are like looking for the grub, and then they slowly turn and look at you?
I think what happens is that he sees the grub, tries to like stealthily hop over the grub and towards cover, but it is too late because they are so fixated on the grub, and you know, he's
he's pretty tall.
Pretty tall. The blonde, the hair, the light hair doesn't really do much for him.
The
glowing eyes, and the fact that he is a green cloak with a very much gray backdrop.
I think you do this, and the tree midflits suddenly jump up, and they're like, and they are picking up knives and rushing, and everyone. You have already rolled initiative.
Ugh, honestly.
So unfortunately, at the top of the order is none of you guys.
Wow.
It's gonna be the Midflits.
Wow.
They are pissed. They're jumping up and down and shrieking very rude words in Undercommon, Fiora. You don't want to translate for your friends.
What are they saying, slurs?
Well, they might be saying, they might probably be saying some explicit stuff that will get us our podcast taken down.
I see. Okay.
This is so sad.
I guess
one of them
okay.
Shrieks and it kind of blows a raspberry like at you, Silk. No, at you, Ulrich. You're the one who caught his attention. And it's going to throw a dart at you. That is going to be a 14, which is a miss. This obviously is quite distressing for the midflit, who shrieks out in anger again. And kind of throws another one. And this time it's going to be 23 to hit. Ulrich, it hits. Oh my god. And that is going to be a dart, which is 1d4 minus 1 damage. That is 2 damage to you, Ulrich. As a dart kind of gets you in the shoulder. And it's going to try one last time because Mithlitz, this may surprise you, are not particularly intelligent.
Yeah.
And that's going to be another miss. That's 2 darts and... or 2 misses, 1 hit. The other one, however, is going to spend its first action climbing up the side of the sinkhole towards you, Fiore, because it sees you now, and it hisses and goes,
"Bleh! Surface dwellers, uplanders coming to stop us! Horrible, nasty creatures kissing the sun with your skin! Bleh!"
It slashes into your ankle, Fiore.
Damn.
Wow. And that is... well, he tries. That's going to be a 12 to hit.
That does not hit.
I think it hits. It's just you've got such dense armor that he kind of clangs against your ankle and he goes,
"How mean, nasty, and rude."
And he goes for the other ankle. And that is going to be a critical miss, unfortunately.
Yeah, that is a 10. That is a crit fail.
That is going to be, I pull from my critical fumble deck, Fiore, I don't even know if this is intentional, but you kick him in the head.
I think it just kind of happens. Like, it goes for him, and he goes, "Ah!" And it just kind of, his, like, leg moves.
And that hits him in the head, and he goes, "Bleh!" And he is knocked back slightly, and he is dazzled for a turn as his vision is kind of knocked out of him for a second. Kind of hit him right between the eyes. He says,
"My head! Nasty!"
Sorry.
The last one is going to spend his first action rushing out and crawling up the side of the wall as well. But then instead of doing anything, he just starts cursing and mumbling to himself.
"Horrible creatures, coming for us, coming to destroy our home. Not again, we won't let you get away. Not for the boss. The boss won't like that."
Again?
And before you have any time to think about that, dark shadows kind of emerge from around him like an oil spill. And he is he is casting Bane around him. And that is going to catch all of you. So all of you need to make me a will save, please.
Okay.
Ooh.
So what do you all roll?
14.
19.
20.
Okay, so... Fiore and Ulrich, both of you are able to stave off against the Bane for now. This unlucky energy flowing out of the creature it kind of pools around your feet, but you're good. Silk, on the other hand, it's trying to kind of crawl up your boots, and it's making you feel real bad. You know, like how you feel when you don't wash your hair and you feel like really miserable and greasy?
That's
how you're feeling right now. And that is going to be the Mithlitz turns. Silk, it is now your turn. Because you are being affected by Bane, you'll have a minus 1 on all your attack rolls.
Disgusting. Silk is so unhappy. So he's going to retaliate. He thinks that these motherfuckers are way too close to him for his liking, so he's going to cast Gale Blast.
On the two that are, like, climbing up the side?
Yeah.
So what does Gale Blast do?
Gale Blast is a wind spell. Wind flows from your outstretched hands and whirls around you in a 5-foot emanation. Each creature in the area takes bludgeoning damage equal to your spellcasting ability modifier and a fortitude save.
Okay, this will be around you, so it will push Fiore and Ulrich back?
Well, we're up against the wall, so really what's that going to do?
Push him into the wall and hurt him a little bit.
Okay, never mind.
You're knocking them into a pit. But Ulrich and Fiore will be affected by you shooting a gust of air at everyone adjacent to you.
Oh, I'm sure they won't mind.
Okay, well, everyone make me a fortitude save, please.
Oh boy, okay.
Okay, so one of the Mithlitz, the one who's casting Bane, succeeded. The one who is dazzled does not succeed. Meanwhile, Fiore succeeds, but Ulrich doesn't. So what happens on a success, and what happens on a failure?
On a success, creature takes half damage, and on a failure, creature takes full damage and is pushed 5 feet away from you.
Okay, so this is going to push Ulrich shoving into a wall, so I'm going to give him 5 fall damage. That's my little house rule for when you hit a wall hard. Plus the regular damage. Fury will take half damage, the Bane one will take half damage, but that Dazzled one is going to be pushed back into the pit, take an extra 5 fall damage because he's falling into the pit on top of whatever other damage you do. And again, he's in the pit again. So, Ulrich, that's going to be 9 damage to you.
Okay.
Fury, that's going to be 2 damage to you. It's 2 damage to this little fella here. The one casting Bane. But the one who is being pushed back, Silk, you push him really hard back into the pit. He lands with a thunk on the floor, and he looks at it, and he's kind of flailing around on his back. You can see that he is... He's got 1 HP left.
Okay, perfect. Silk feels a little bit bad, but especially for Ulrich, who took the brunt of that.
Yeah, Ulrich, you're shoved into that wall.
Silk is going to take his last action and cast... I don't think I can cast that on someone else. Never mind. Fuck.
What is it?
Glass Shield. Well, I cast it on myself, and I give Ulrich a smile. And Silk says, "Sorry, darling. I'll help. I'll make it up to you, I promise."
Don't worry. Spells go awry. I get it.
Fiore, it is your turn. You were kind of jostled by that ever so slightly. Ulrich hit the wall hard. There are 3 midflits. One of them is throwing darts. One of them, the one that just tried to stab you in the ankle, is now on the floor, dazzled, confused, barely alive. He's kind of melting a little bit, honestly. You know, like when you leave one of those gooey, like, alien toys from, like, the mid-2000s out in the sun? That's kind of what's happening to it.
My god.
And then the one who is muttering and, like, cursing you out, or muttering and cursing as he climbs the wall and letting that weird oozing shadow surround him, is still climbing up. What do you do?
I think Fiore is actually quite curious about, again, and, like, the concept of destroy their home again.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he's gonna... Is there a way to get down here without hurting himself? Like if he slid down there or something?
I will allow you to make an athletics roll to kind of slide down the side of the pit. Mm-hmm.
Okay. 14.
Yeah, easy peasy. You slide down the steep sides of this thing. And you are now in the pit next to the one that is, like, squirming and just wiggling and is dazzled by your kick and was pushed by the wind. And you are now adjacent to the one that was climbing out the sides. He turns and looks at you and snarls.
Fiore is definitely keeping, like, his peripheral on the one that is next to him. But the one who looks like he's about to die, Fiore's like, "I won't hurt you. Just explain what you mean by your home was destroyed again."
Hmm. Are you trying to get answers out of him?
Yes, he is.
So, you can't really make a proper request out of someone who is actively hostile to you, but I will allow you to attempt to make a... He's not going to stop fighting.
Yeah, that's fine.
You're not a legendary hero who has mastered a way of, like, talking without any situation yet. But
no, he's just really curious.
Yeah. So you say this in Sarkvot, and I want you to make me a diplomacy check, please. And we'll see if you can get any information before he gets back to stabbing you.
That's fine.
Okay. The one who is clutching his head and melting slightly kind of like stumbles to his feet and he says,
"Curse you, surface dweller, you and your ugly face. We won't tell you anything. We serve Boss Krong and we will recreate our glorious midfoot kingdom once more."
Glorious kingdom.
And he's getting right fucking... Maybe stab you? You don't really know. He's kind of throwing his knife up and down, like side to side, for one hand to the other. He's doing it badly. He is, again, kind of melting. You have 1 action left. What do you do?
Fury's like, "Well, I'm not going to attack that guy first, but this other guy's definitely about to kill me." So I think he turns a little bit and is like, "Well, all right."
To the one who's on the wall?
To the one who's on the wall, and he's like, I think he's going to try and kick his ass.
Okay, make me attack roll.
Whoop-ow!
Oh, buddy.
Sorry to set.
Because he is off guard, because he's being flanked by Ulrich, that is going to be a critical success with your 24 against his measly, currently 13 AC.
Dear Lord.
Or maybe that damage roll. Oh, God.
Sorry to say. 16.
Fiori, how do you do this?
I think that... So he's trying to kill Ulrich and Silk, right?
Yeah, he's climbing up the sides. He's got a knife in his teeth, and he is, like, cursing and mumbling and, like, casting Bane on everyone.
Fiori's like, no, you don't. And I think he swipes at his legs or something, and which makes him, like, fall off.
Is this non-lethal or what? Because it won't be a crit if it's non-lethal.
I mean, it's not like he's... I don't think he's actively trying to kill these people right
these
now. I think he's actually
really easy to kill, even accidentally.
That's the problem.
Their midflits are uniquely good at not being alive. Fiore, in your attempt to knock him off the wall, to your surprise, your scimitar cuts through him like a knife through butter on a summer's day, and he lets it as he turns into goo on the floor.
What? I wasn't trying to do that.
Gremlins just regenerate in the first world because they're fey.
No, Fiori's just like, okay.
Yeah, you got blue on you now. That's right. When a gremlin dies, they don't die. They just they come back later. They just go back to fairyland first. You cannot get rid of them.
That's my favorite thing.
Ulrich, it is your turn. So Silk did bang you into a wall, which was a little rude, but you know what?
You're like, whatever.
He's pretty enough that it's okay.
Ulrich is being nice about it.
There is one midflit which is really badly dazzled and looks like he's, yeah, really getting his shit knocked in. There's another one deeper in. He was the one who was throwing darts at you.
Oh, okay.
What do you do? You have three actions.
All right, let's see. First action is going to be... I'm going to do Courageous Anthem.
Okay! Courageous Anthem. Can you tell me what Courageous Anthem is?
This is pretty much the bard's signature move. Mm-hmm. You inspire yourself and your allies with words or tunes of encouragement. You and all allies in the area gain a +1 stat bonus to attack rolls, damage rolls, and saves against fear effects.
Very nice. How is it working right now? I know that Ulrich has a lute, but any way you can like make music is how it will like affect your friends.
So I think with Ulrich, I want to say that they sort of whistle and hum, and it does sound like incredibly soothing.
Because it's not just regular whistling and humming. You are magically whistling and humming. You are putting your study in the bardic arts to the test.
Yeah, it's reverberating off the walls. Apparently, this place has really good acoustics. Actually, any room that Ulrich is in will have incredibly good acoustics.
Funny that.
I love that.
That's just kind of how
things work out. I love that Ulrich has just like... But Ulrich has like the power of like actresses in like horror movies who like they've been kidnapped, they've been beaten up, but they still have their makeup on and they look great
and they look amazing. Yes,
that's
absolutely.
Exactly.
Like there's just like one smudge of lipstick, but it's done like to make them look even hotter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or like the smudge of like eyeliner or mascara.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god!
And Ulrich is just kind of like that in all regards. Just everything always kind of works out his way.
Amen.
That being an Empyrean baby. So, everyone, you hear this magical bardic music kind of echoing through you as Ulrich knocks another arrow. We didn't mention it before, but you have two muses, thanks to Multifarious Muse. Your ultimate muse is Legends of Old Stories, but you have the Enigma Muse, which is all about knowledge and stories, and you have the Warrior Muse, which is about battles and
heroism.
You know, yeah. So these stories of old heroes is what inspires your music and your bardic arts.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what's pushing everyone to greatness right now, as you hum an old song from days bygone. So that's your first action. You got two actions left. What now?
Get back at the one that fucking shot him.
Okay. point and shoot.
Okay. Dang. All right. Well, that was a 10. All right. I'm going to use a hero point for that one.
Okay. So with a hero point, you re-roll. We are using a new house rule on hero points. The second roll is if it's below a 10, you always add a 10. So if you rolled a 5 on your first roll, re-rolled and got a 2, it becomes a 12 instead. If you got a 3, it would be a 13 instead. Okay?
Okay.
Sick.
Just so hero points really, really add that heroic wham, and you don't waste one, you know?
Yeah.
That always sucks.
Yes, it does. Okay, that's better. That's a 17.
A 17 is going to be a hit. Ulrich, as you hum, you close one eye, and you launch that arrow right into the midflip. Roll me that damage.
I will say it's perfectly on beat as well.
Ooh.
That's hot.
Oof. Max damage, that's 9.
Ooh. Okay. Well, oh, wait. Are you using... Yes, you're using a longbow.
Yeah, yes, I am yes. using a longbow.
Okay, cool. Okay, you shoot into it, and it goes... And it stumbles back, and it is on 1 HP.
Goddamn.
As it's got, like, it's got an arrow going in one shoulder and out the back, and it's, like, screams and hisses and sackvot, throwing its knife around and probably saying some unpleasant things about your mom.
Not his mom.
None of which are true. You have one action left, Ulrich. What do you do?
So since this is a bow and I don't have quick draw, I probably have to, like, use an action to...
Nope. Longbows do not have a reload because it's literally just pull an arrow, pull, shoot. You don't have to load it. It's just pull, shoot.
Okay, cool. I'm going to shoot again.
Okay, go for it.
14.
That will actually be a hit. You have a plus one for your heroic anthem.
Okay.
Roll me that damage.
Damage. Either way, this thing's dead. 2 damage.
Well, he had 1 HP left.
Yeah.
Ulrich, how do you do this? How does this 2-arrow volley look in time to your heroic? And by the way, when you hit someone with your arrow attacks, because they're on beat, this counts as continue your heroic anthem because of your warrior muse stuff. So how do you take out this guy?
So I think what happens is that Ulrich's song is in quarter beats, and mm-hmm. Each half beat is a shot.
Oh my god.
Yeah. He's fast.
You shoot into this midflit's head and it lets it up. As it stumbles backwards into a pile of goop and then melts away.
And we'll come back later.
It'll come back another time and be annoying again.
Yeah.
It is the final midflit's turn. And as he stumbles up, I think he... He is dazzled, so he can't see that his friends are dead. But that doesn't stop him from doing the same thing anyway, because he's a little coward. He hisses and says, "Basklang will hear from you all!" And he scrambles up the side of the wall, and he opens the door, and he runs away.
All right.
Oh.
And suddenly, you're all alone in this place, and combat has ended for now.
Well, he knows what's good for him.
I guess. Bastards are quick.
I wasn't even trying to kill them.
They're unfortunately quite squishy. And apparently liquid.
Ugh. Oh, your suit. I just cleaned it.
It's fine. We're in the middle of a dungeon.
Ugh. I suppose.
It's fine. I'm gonna get dirty in here. I promise I will take
Jordan, make me a perception check now.
Huh?
Make me a perception check right now. Mid-sentence.
Okay.
Make me a perception check.
Goddamn, alright.
21.
You see something that catches your eye literally mid-sentence.
Uh-huh.
In the middle of the rubble here in the sinkhole, there's a staircase. You see it. There, in the middle of this pile of rocks and rubble, there are stairs that are going down.
Huh.
In fact, actually, now that you're taking a break, Fiora, you're staring at this thing. Ulrich and Silk, I want you both. Ulrich, I want you to make me a bardic lore check. And Silk, I want you to make me an arcana check.
Oh, seven.
Okay.
Okay. Ulrich, both of you kind of like look around. And there's these marks on the walls. Marks that don't make sense to just be here. Blasts of fire and acid have melted the walls in places. These are signs to both of you that this is the site of an ancient and devastating magical battle. Once upon a time, something terrible happened here. So you two are looking at the walls, and Silk, and you two are looking at the walls, and Fiora, you're looking at the buried staircase in the middle of the sinkhole that you can only see like a brief corner of because there's rocks all over it.
My, this place is far more beat up than it should be.
There's a staircase here.
I'm sorry.
Sorry, I'm down here. Look. And he points towards it.
Huh.
Well, seems like this would be the kind of place to have secret passageways and rooms.
But just what was it used for? Suddenly this place is a lot more interesting.
Do you guys wanna explore it more? This is way more than I thought it'd be.
Might as well. If anything, it might be a pretty good story.
Fairly. Would you help me down?
Yeah, sure. He holds a hand up and he's like, you are gonna have to slide a bit, probably.
Ugh. Silk tries to slide down as gracefully as he can without getting any of his shit scuffed.
I had to tell you, bub, but you're gonna need to make me an athletics check, and I know you're not good at those.
Silk being like, oh, can't you catch me?
He's like, you're gonna fall and get hurt.
Silk, you mad bastard, you slip and slide, no problem. Easy peasy, you're down there. Look at you go. Silk the fucking...
Everything's coming up, Silk.
That's true. Ulrich?
Yeah, just one moment. Can Ulrich make like a acrobatics check or something, considering that's the best thing that he has?
I will allow you to balance your way down.
Okay.
It'll be a higher DC, but I'll allow you.
Okay. My face went untrained.
It's okay. Fiora, I will catch you.
That does it. Ulrich, you very shakily balance your way down, and you're at the bottom of the sinkhole too.
Well, I didn't fall flat there.
You're all good.
Yeah.
And nobody got too hurt?
Not really.
Okay.
Silk looks guilty for a second.
I'll patch you up later.
That's fine. I probably have bandages or something here.
No, it's my mess.
You don't need, lay on hands or anything?
Nah, it's not enough to fuss over, really.
That's fair. Let me know if you feel any more hurt.
Can do.
I think Fiori takes, like, the sword hilt off of the belt so that he's not, like, fussing with the point of a very sharp scimitar that he doesn't want to have to polish again. And I think he sort of pokes at the boulders.
They're boulders.
They're stable and stuff right now?
Yep, they are. Would you like to make me a perception check?
Sure.
Fiore, you kind of look at these rocks and you look above and you see that the ceiling above has like collapsed. And I think you're able to put together that whatever magic battle did happen here a long time ago, it caused this room to, like, it looks like the floor opened up, like, beneath everyone or whoever was casting, and it caused, like, the ceiling to collapse atop the pit.
Huh. I think he looks up at where the ceiling collapsed and then down. We'd have to dig this out.
Isn't there an easier way?
Do you know spells to dig?
Derry, quick question. Does a rock count as a creature?
You fucking tell me, Ritz. use your tink, Ritz. Tink. With your head.
No. You need to understand. Mm-hmm. I think that spells, if it has a target, the target should be able to be an object.
Yeah, and oftentimes it will be, and it will specify an object.
That's so unfair!
Creature, definition from the Oxford Dictionary, an animal as distinct from a human being.
Oh my fucking god. I just wanted to cast gravitational pull.
Okay, well, why didn't you... Okay.
Oh, is it fine? Oh, is suddenly a rock creature?
That's creative roleplay, and I'll allow it.
Okay. You fucking cunt.
What I will say, though, Silk, is... make me an arcana check.
Okay.
So, gravitational pull. You could pull up some rocks with it, but you only get three spell slots of first rank spells per day.
Yeah.
And you won't be able to push all these rocks off. More likely than not, you would probably have to spend a couple of days in a row cleaning these rocks up. It could be done, but not today.
Not even a guild blast?
No, Ritz.
Listen, I'm trying to fucking get solutions, make answers, all right? All right, okay.
Unfortunately, I think with your arcana check, you like kind of suss out that this is going to take like work. Whether it's magical or physical work, it is not something that can easily be done.
Silk puts his hands on his hips and kind of... No magic will help this. This is going to be a multi-day project.
Well, that's okay. There's still a lot more around here to explore. There are multiple doors that I can see from here.
Mm-hmm. Including the one that Mitflit fled through.
Should we head that direction, or do we explore the rest of the lighthouse?
Well, I think it might be a little dangerous to leave the Mitflit situation alone. Mm-hmm. They get more dangerous in bigger numbers, I'd imagine. So, we should handle them quickly. Maybe we'll find out more information about this place anyways. Maybe one of them will shout about what happened here.
Perhaps. Are you up to it, love?
He, like, nudges towards Ulrich.
The nickname makes him blush.
Pink clouds flood his eyes.
Ooh, this time Silk notices.
Ulrich quickly averts their eyes. And goes, yeah, might as well explore when we have the time and the peace.
This place is much bigger than I thought it was.
Yes.
New problem. How do you get out of the pit?
Fiori's like, I'm going to climb up the pit.
Fiori, make me a legs check.
25.
Okay, easy peasy. Wow, Fiori, I think you don't even, like, climb. I think you step up. You, like, dig a boot into the side of the pit, and you kind of, like, just walk up, you know, like, up a steep slope.
I think he's just good at this.
And with a critical success, I'll allow you to pull one person up.
I'll pull Silk up, because it seems like he might kill himself.
Okay. Silk will kill himself.
You are rescued from the dirty, dirty pit.
He makes goo-goo eyes. Silk when he doesn't have to get dirty doing something.
Ulrich?
That's right.
Do you want to get out?
They're certainly going to try.
Okay, make me a legs check to see if you can get out without being muddy.
Oh, God. That's going to be an issue.
It's going to have to be at legs. I don't think you can acrobatics your way up.
No, it has to be. I don't think they can gymnastics their way up a fucking vertical cliff.
Do a front flip up a fucking... slow.
That'd be hilarious, but...
Okay, no, you know what? You do climb up without getting dirty. You're pretty good.
Oh, my God.
You are now all standing finally on the other side of that pit by that door that you were investigating earlier. What do you guys do?
Onward.
Yeah.
Okay. Fjord, you push open those double doors and follow the midflit?
Yep.
Disaster!
Okay. What the fuck?
What in the heck?
Da, 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 da. What the fuck is this?
What on earth am I looking at?
Standing in the middle of the hall that you open into is a skeleton.
This thing looks scary.
Oh, fuck.
A 15-foot stone walkway spans a narrow stretch of swamp water, connecting the ruined keep to a large stone building. Double doors block each end of the walkway. Standing before the southeast door is a 7-foot skeleton, dressed in armor made of gnarled roots, bones, and rusted metal. The skeleton clenches a Morningstar in one withered hand, with the weapon's heavy spiked tip resting on the walkway at the skeleton's feet. What do you guys do?
Oh shit. Does it look too dangerous?
It's standing there.
Menacingly.
Hello?
Doesn't look at you. It's looking directly ahead of Fiore.
Hello?
Is it even fucking moving?
No. It doesn't look like it's moving.
Yeah, but it's, I don't trust it. Fiore kind of waves a little.
I don't think it's alive.
It isn't tracking you at all. Do you want to make a perception check quickly?
Yeah.
This is a fucking statue.
Fiore, it appears to you that this is a statue.
Oh. Now, why does it have a token?
Because I wanted to be funny. I wanted to scare you.
You son of a bitch.
Oh my god, you cunt.
It looks like it is a skeleton that has been propped up with, like, wooden struts and crude lashings to hold it together. Knocking it over will make a lot of noise, you can tell. But it does have a very nice Morningstar in its hand. And you want to suddenly start wielding a Morningstar. What do you guys do?
Silk, like, inspects it to make sure it's, like, definitely, like, a statue. He, like, taps on it.
It isn't alive.
Hmm.
This is literally a scarecrow for people.
It works.
A scarecrow.
It fucking works.
Scared the shit out of you guys.
Yeah.
Ugh, how annoying. Well, it's not alive, so we can just pass it.
Be careful not to knock it over.
Of course. He doesn't knock it over.
Ulrich, make sure to like move around it with his back to the wall, just in case.
It does not come to
He's
life
like,
and attack.
I am not.
This
no,
is
it's
in fact.
It's more so they realize that they had some bad luck with the Mephits, so they're like, I really don't want to accidentally like catch my cloak on a piece of the Morningstar or something.
Okay.
Yeah, I could see that happening. And then we're in hell for a while.
Yeah.
Dice Will Roll will return after these messages.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too. Like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable, too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
We now return to Dice Will Roll.
So, do you guys want to keep moving? Follow wherever that lone midflit went?
Yeah.
This door doesn't look dangerous, does it?
It's a door in an abandoned ruin with a skeleton outside.
Sick, I open it.
Well,
Bjorn's like, oh, I'll open the door.
Silk closes the door.
Silk.
No, it's too late. Come on. Come on, man.
Well, I thought maybe... Oh, whatever.
Silk, you open the door and you see... You see some stuff in there. Because what you open the door into appears to be a throne room.
Hmm.
Splintered framing in the ceiling and floor hint that tin wooden walls once divided to stone building's interior. With those walls demolished, only a single large chamber remains. Rubble, swamp vegetation, and mud pile in heaps like foul nests, while a larger stack of rubble, sticks, and bones look almost, but not quite, like a throne. A flattened mound of sand with a few dozen bits of wood and stone stuck into it covers the floor before the throne. And you see a few figures in here. First off, there's a couple of midflits who are like hugging the walls, and they see you and immediately hiss and go. Then, kind of like on the opposite side of the room, you see a big fucking spider. As in, it is about the size of a small pony.
Ew.
I don't fucking like that. Paizo staff, take this spider out of the game.
Oh, that is evil. Not a big fan.
It's a Solifuga, a sun spider, like a desert spider, you know?
Yeah.
And it sees you and it chitters and it kind of lowers its head. Like I said, it's the size of a small pony.
Mm. I hate that, actually.
But then, sitting on the throne, is the man himself. Standing about 3 feet tall and almost as wide is a midflit. And he is a particularly miserable-looking specimen. He's got a beard, like full black fuzzy beard, and, you know, a potato sack for a robe, a trident, and a crown, which seems to be made of, like, random pieces of rocks that he's found. He is an ugly little bastard.
I love him.
And in front of him, whimpering and whining and bowing its head miserably on the floor, is the midflit that you guys bet up.
Hmm.
And as soon as he sees you enter, he looks up and he goes, "Ah!" And he pushes that midflit aside, and the midflit goes, "Ah!" and collapses in a pile. And the two other midflit guards hiss at you, but the boss, because he's clearly the boss, holds up a hand and says, "In common, I should add."
Ooh. Oh.
He speaks common and says, "Wait. Let them in. Come inside, adventurers."
All right.
Let me get a good look at you all.
Sorry to barge in.
Ugly specimens, aren't you, huh? Nasty, horrible creatures. Look how the sun has warped your skin. It makes me sick. I seek up in my mouth.
I see.
Bow before Boss Skrong.
No.
Yes.
You just called us ugly.
It is true you are so ugly and deformed and horrible.
It most certainly is not.
Who are you, adventurers?
Much better looking than you.
The two midflits, who are now like flanking either side of the throne, are like, "You will show respect to Boss Krang."
Silk, you're gonna get us into a fight.
Go ahead, Diplom. And he like throws his hands up.
Yori smiles at him.
"Tell me who you are."
We're just adventurers. I'm Fiore. This is my friend Silk. And this is Alric.
And you come from Otari?
Yeah.
And I think he points his trident at you, Ulrich, and he says, "Then tell me, how did you know to come here before I attacked Otari?"
You were planning on attacking Otari?
What?
Huh?
What?
If you're planning on attacking Otari, I won't let that happen.
No. No. No, 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 no. You misunderstand.
You just
I did
said
not
it.
Say. Nuh-uh. I
yeah,
said.
The
why
fuck
did you...
do you mean, nuh-uh?
And you see him, he takes that trident and he like scatters something that like there was something on the floor in front of him and he kind of like whips it away. Albert, do you want to make a quick perception check?
They will, yes.
Oh wait, no, that's this guy.
What the fuck?
Oh my god. Nat 20.
No.
Ulrich, that was a fucking map of Otari that he drew in like charcoal. And he's trying to hide it now.
Is that a map?
No.
That was a map.
It was illustration. A beautiful Otari with its beautiful seasides.
Mm-hmm.
But strong love beautiful seasides of Otari. And his beautiful people who live
even
there.
Even though you hate the surface.
If you're going to attack Otari, I'll have to stop you.
No, no. We are friends. We love Otari. The Mudlicker Gang, and he pats the two boys on either side of him who hiss at you more. We love Otari, don't we, boys?
Do you?
Yes, they do. Look how they kiss at Otari. Kiss, kiss. And he kind of bats one over the head, and he goes, and it drops to the floor and kisses the map of Otari. And he says, yes.
I'm convinced.
As you're all, like, talking, the Solifugid kind of... and kind of like scrabbles a little bit, and Boss Grong says, "Bite, bite, get back! These are friends, yes? Friends from Otari! We have no reason to fight one another, yes?"
I'm not sure that I trust that right now.
Would any of you like to make a perception check?
Abso-fucking-lutely.
Yep.
Okay, Silk, you catch it. He kind of, like, his eye twitches when you call him out on that.
Mm-hmm.
And you realize pretty quickly that while Boss Grong is a coward, he's also still a Mitflit. And Mitflits hate when people are better than them. So if you push even a little more, there's a chance that he will just have everyone jump you.
Mm.
You can also tell he's kind of a moron, and maybe you can, you know, play him for a schmuck, because you need information about this place.
You can schmooze him.
Okay.
Boss Grong, he kind of like leans forward on his throne, which, by the way, every time he moves, the thing rattles like it's gonna fall, and the two other midflits have to like push it back into place. And he leans forward and waves his trances. So what are you doing here anyway? If you come here bringing greetings from beautiful Otari?
Well, since we're friends, I was actually going to ask the same of you.
Friends?
Friends, isn't that what you said?
Make me a deception check.
It is what he said.
It is, but let's see if you're able to sucker him is what I'm trying to do.
Okay.
Holy shit, you have a good deception roll.
Fuck yeah, I do.
How well can Silk sweet talk?
He leans back a little bit and says, yes, friends. And he kind of gives the other two a look. And what you can tell is you can get some information out of him, but there's a chance that every second that passes, there's another chance that he will explode and try to attack you.
Mm-hmm.
You also can tell he doesn't look particularly strong, but yeah.
Yeah.
What's a leader like you doing in a place like this?
Well, it is not my call. We don't want to be here. This is ugly place. Not like beautiful Otari, you understand?
Yes.
We used to live beneath this place, down in the darkness. But many nights ago, we were chased away from our old home by the mushroom-eyed men. and all of you.
Mushroom-eyed?
Yes! They have horrible big red eyes, like the ugliest, nastiest, most putrid of mushrooms.
And they drove you here.
Yes, now we live above ground, making plans to, befriend the good, beautiful people of Otari.
Unfortunate being, driven to this war-torn area. Nowhere else suited your fancy?
War-torn? No, we have not looked at anywhere else.
He pushes the map of Otari aside. You can make another deception check to get more information about out of him, but the DC will rise.
Okay, no harm, no foul.
Oh, so then, since you weren't the ones to wreck this place, you haven't been shining a light, have you?
And you say that, and all of the midflips shrink. The Solifuge doesn't. It's a giant spider and it hisses. But the Alden kind of recoil a little bit. And Boss Grong, his eyes are big and wide, and he says,
"Oh, no. No, adventurers. That there is big light. Big light glows at the top of the tower every night. It is a ghost, we think. A big ghost."
Ghost?
Have you ever seen it?
Oh no, we do not go close to big ghost. Too many monsters down below. We know to be wary of the big ghost, or any ghost, really.
Down below, how do you know where it is if you haven't seen?
We know it comes from above, at the top of the tower. Big ghost shines light from atop the tower. We do not approach, but we see the light of the glowing phantom.
You don't have any idea what it might be?
Big ghost? What else could be, huh? It is big, it glow like ghosts, so it'd be ghost.
Fair.
You guys know that lots of things glow beyond ghosts.
Certainly.
Like lights, for example.
Yeah.
But it does strike you that it's happening every night.
Yeah.
You can get more information, but the DC will rise once more. If you leave, he might not attack you. But you won't get more info from him.
Okay. Clearly he's no fucking threat to Otari.
No.
So it really is not the most pressing thing to get rid of these guys. At least not to Silk. I think Silk kind of like looks over to Fiore and like throws his head back a little like, "Let's get the fuck out of here, man."
Fiore says, "Well, we'll get going. But just so you know, you should let any other any bad guys that you see know that if they do try to attack Otari, there's a lot of really strong people that might kick their ass. Like, there's a lot of them. It's kind of scary."
You're serious?
Yeah, I'm really serious. It's kind of crazy.
Make me one last deception check. and if the rest of you want to aid him with this,
yeah,
you can.
Can I something nods along. Can that be an aid?
Yeah, you two can both nod enthusiastically along, and I will count that as an aiding.
Okay, yeah.
Is this blind?
Yeah. Now, hold on a second now, Dave.
Yeah?
Fiore is a champion of Serenray. And one of Serenray's rules is you must not lie. And I detect a little lie there, so are you sure you want to go through with this?
Well, I, first of all, don't really think it's a lie.
Okay.
Because, yeah, there aren't a gigantic amount of heroes, but there are three. And that's way more than Fiore had thought there were in town. So I think, one, it counts as a lot. And two, I would argue that he is actually following his tenants.
Okay,
to
how come?
Do this. Because, yes, he can't lie. But he's also supposed to protect the innocent.
That's true.
And he's, one, trying to protect the town, and two, I think he's trying to protect these Mitflits from doing something that would get them killed.
Okay, wait, so it is very true, now that you've pointed this out, it is a higher priority for you as a champion of Serenray to protect the innocent than it is to not lie. You have successfully rules lawyered me.
I have a third thing.
Yeah?
Preemptive redemption.
Okay. Serenray also does really like when you redeem creatures.
I think I win.
For successfully bending the rules in order of pursuing the greater good, which is a very champion thing to do, I'm going to give you a hero point, you smug bastard.
Thank you.
Okay, here we go.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh, shit. I was going to ask why you were trained in that. Interesting.
Did you see why?
Yes, I know why. And I want, as both of you nod enthusiastically, I want Ulrich and Silk to make me a perception check.
Okay.
Ulrich, you don't see it, but Silk, you do. As Fiore speaks there, you catch a glimpse of his tongue, and you swear for just the briefest moment, it is forked like that of a serpent.
Hmm.
And you remember that rumor you heard. Something about a curse. Why would a paladin be so skilled at lying, you must wonder. Oh well, seems like the fucking boss guy bought it. He says,
There's lots of adventurers in Otali.
Mm-hmm. You'd be surprised at the amount of adventurers that decided to settle down there.
Yeah.
You know the story of how Otari was made, right?
No.
Well, there were these great heroes and adventurers.
What?
That had gone on, like, that had done amazing things. They were really strong.
For real?
And then they decided to settle down there.
Atari is named after one of them.
Yeah.
You're kidding.
And they got streets named after the others.
Some of their politicians are people that are their descendants.
It's all true.
I think he kind of bows his head a little bit, and he kind of shrinks and says,
"Oh, I see. Much to think about."
I'm surprised you didn't know.
No, I did know. He's friends of Atari. Yes. Good friends. Yes.
Well, let's hope that any bad guys that you might know of don't try anything to Otari.
Yeah.
And he seems lost in thought. He's not responding anymore. The other midflits are kind of like hissing, but they all seem a little freaked out.
Fiore's like, we're gonna go. See ya. I mean, I think he sort of like puts his hands on both the others and is like, come on.
Take care.
Just as you're leaving, suddenly he pops up in his chair and says, wait!
Adventurers! So you come from Town of Heroes, yes?
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Then, Elbert, we make deal? We make deal?
A deal? For what?
Friendship between, Buskrong and my clan, the Mudlicker Mitflits. That's us, Mudlicker Mitflits. We are friends. You are friends, yes, friends.
Well, what have you got to offer us?
Well, you know those mushroom-eyed men?
I remember.
Yeah?
Well, if you go and you drive them away, you send them away from where, back to where they came from, and defeat their king, we Mudlicker Mitflits, we give you big, big pile of Mitflit gemstones worth lot of treasure, yes? Lots adventurer like big gemstone, yes? Bag of gemstones with each gem bigger than Mitflit head? You want?
Silk does not believe that for one fucking second.
We have many!
Can I see them?
No, because Idiot elf. He bangs his head. Stupid. He's down there with the mushroom-eyed people.
Well.
Beneath the ground, there is more of this place. And that is where the mushroom-eyed people, they stole our home and our big gemstones. You get rid of them. And
they're, like, really scary bad guys and stuff?
Yes, very scary bad guys. They took our gems and our houses.
I'm convinced.
They called me rude names, like Boss Scrawny. I'm not scrawny. I'm big and strong. You guys think I'm big and strong, yes?
So big.
Yeah.
Ulrich just nods.
And you will help me with the bad guys on the ground, yes?
Yeah, of course.
And he nods solemnly. And in your heads, you all hear ringing.
Quest accepted.
Okay.
It's going to happen every time.
Every time. Hey, Abomination Vaults specifically calls out, hey, this campaign has a lot of side quests. You don't got to do them, but they're pretty cool. so the quest you have accepted is the Mushroom-Eyed People. Your objectives. The Mudlickers used to live in a dungeon beneath the ruins, but a bunch of Mushroom-Eyed People chased them up here many nights ago. Skrong has offered a big pile of shiny gems if you go down there and defeat the Mushroom-Eyed King, who is a, quote, magic priest mushroom-eyed guy who can hurt your brain just by looking at you. Your objectives? Get down to the dungeon, defeat the Mushroom-Eyed men, and defeat their king, the magic priest mushroom-eyed guy. And your rewards? Gemstones.
I don't trust that.
Well, I don't see why you wouldn't.
And you have any more questions? You come to Skrong. Skrong friend with the... Do you have hero names?
What?
Hero name, group name.
We just met. No?
You three then. Workshop you three. It's good for marketing.
Marketing?
You'd like us to workshop a group name?
You three. You come back to us. And we give you hints, tell you ways about the about our home below. And you get rid of Mushroom-Eyed Man, and we give you our big gemstones. Friends. Yes?
Sure.
We make deal? You come here. He spits in his hand. You come here, shake Boss Krong hand. You kiss Buskrong hand.
Silk takes a step back.
You kiss his hand. He's got palm up with spit in it. Kiss his hand. We make deal.
Oh, how Mara saved me.
Silk hides behind Ulrich.
I feel like the sun is leaving me.
He's good.
It's
great honor. Come here. We make pact. Mudlicker Midflitz friends with you three. Come here, kiss my hand. Come here, boy.
Go on, kiss his hand.
Both of you owe me so much money right now.
You can get like 30% of my cut, maybe 50.
I'll think about it.
Silk!
What?
Fine.
60, I'll make a
kiss my hand, boy.
I have to look at it. I deserve payment.
I have to do it! Yo, you're an asshole.
Here, kiss my hand, boy.
Ulrich holds a hand up to Silk's eyes.
Kiss like,
my head.
I can step over this.
Kiss my head.
God. It's okay to step. You're not gonna get mad if I like step over
don't
this.
Don't cry. I put lots of work into art.
He said, "There's like a load of garbage
inside
his trunk."
Kiss my head, boy.
Yora's like, hold on. I'm trying to not knock over your art.
The solid fugit kind of hisses at you.
Yora is like, oh god, this is. He's like, I wanted this. I wanted to go on an adventure. Okay, I'm doing it.
He's my head, boy.
And he does it. He does it. And he, like, his entire body shivers.
Yes, pact is sealed. Adventurers now, you friends of Mudlicker Midflitz, you show anyone who try tell you fuck off. You see anyone who tell you to fuck off, you show them the mark on your lips of my spit. No more trouble. We are buddies now. Buddies.
Uh-huh. We are.
Buddies. Okay, you go now.
Fiori walks really fast. He's like, see ya!
Okay, bye-bye!
And he walks, bye-bye. He walks out, and he nearly pukes. He's like...
You close the doors behind you, and as you leave, Boss Grong turns to his mifflets and says,
"What a bunch of idiots, huh?"
And the mifflets giggle. Come back to you guys.
Fiori. He wipes his face immediately. He's like, well, we handled that.
Oh, yeah. As soon as they get out of that room and they close the door, still prestidigitations that fucking spit off of him.
Thank you.
Certainly. They're definitely lying about the gems.
Oh, obviously.
Just as long as it's not anything that has exited their bodies.
They're likely not lying about the mushroom guy, though.
No, I doubt it. Well, that completes this part of the lighthouse. Let's leave. I'd like to look at the other rooms.
I think I've had my fill of these people. These guys,
There's another door up there. He points out past the hole, but right there. He's like, we'll probably have to climb again.
Yeah.
Or...
Oh, you can kind of just like... There is a door at the north half of the of this the pit room, but you can kind of skirt around the edges. The pit doesn't take up the whole room.
Okay. He's like, actually, I think if we're careful, we can go around the edges here.
Wonderful. Lead the way.
Sure.
Okay. So Fiore, Ulrich, and Silk, having made peace, questionably, with the mudlicker mitflits of this place, you slowly slink deeper into the ruins, hoping to find maybe some more answers to your questions. Questions which have grown in number. Apparently, there is a basement floor to this ruin. Although, unbeknownst to all of you, it is so much more. This episode of Dice Will Roll would not have been possible without the support of our patrons. Quinlan Boss, Princess Alivi, Emily is Gay, Dexton, Meowmai, Michael Wallet, Knight the Werewolf Teacher, Ashley, Actually a Bot, Violet, Seraphine, Kyle Damon, Soul Grease Lobo, Phoebe Jeebies, Daisy Gilliam, Lux Rexus, Baron Stormcrow, Sam Stryker, Tony Saunders, Mita, Arave, Belmonts, Marshmallowberry, Ferric Falcon, Luis Loza, Ares, Alexander Krizzle, May Cohen, Skyly, Generally Tricked, Transgirl Trish, Bald Punyon, Giant Catman Extraordinaire, Matthew Wilson Krasnovich, Tillin Shark, Glitch HD, Jace Snooks, Jonathan Love, G Barbera, Luke, Gideon, Sarah B, Seth, Kira, Litchelope, Gizmo, Cass, Fable McElduff, Ava, Remthy Bright, Lonesome Chunk, Steph, Sean C, Natasha Lumley, Rianne C, Ellie, Jenna Mitchell, Kane Kendrick, Sky Evangeline, Triceratops, Anna Maria, Jordan, Emily Laderna, John the Bookwur, SS66 Seeker, and Dame Valerie the Third. If you'd like to see what you can get for helping us keep it rolling, check out patreon.com/dicerollroll today.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.